welcome. This is Darius Barzani, and you're tuning in to the UL Revolution, and we are here. It is day number 8, and I'm going to tell you, I'm usually very excited every call, as you guys know. This call, I am actually very excited because I have somebody that I've been following, that I've been studying and researching, and I've been learning from. And his name is Christopher Howard, and we're going to get started with Chris. We got to start fast because you're not going to want to miss anything that Chris is going to deliver here today. He's going to give us processes, he's going to give us techniques, his story, and in it you're going to find something in you that I know has been waiting to come out. But we've got a few housekeeping matters, and the first thing I want to do is let everybody know that you will want to go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, to tune into this, and also to share what you're learning from Chris on our Facebook sharing blog, because Chris is going to reveal some amazing things. And when you do that, when you share what you're learning on the blog, I will go in and pick somebody that I think really summarized things well or shared something from the heart, and I'm going to go in and you're going to win one of my programs called Wealth Through Oneness, which has been flying off the shelves over here at the UWealth Revolution headquarters. And our winner from last night was Nicole Schwartz. Nicole Schwartz won. You could win tonight. Post that. Let your friends know what we're doing. Share the message of what's going on here at the UWealth Revolution. And I want to start the call off like I do every time. And just let's center ourselves and kind of bring our energy back into where we are now. If you're in a place to do so, kind of turn off all distractions. If you're in a room or you're listening somewhere, try to close the door or go somewhere quiet. Take out a piece of paper and pen. Or share your thoughts on the Facebook blog. And let's just take a deep breath in. And a deep breath that we release. And as we release, let's just hold the intention that anything that's been holding us back, any negative energy, or any energy that's restricting us from really getting the message of tonight, we're going to release. And breathe in now. And as you breathe in, I want you to know that what you need to get from the call, what you need to receive from this call, is going to come in. And I want to deliver a message to your subconscious mind that over the next hour, 2 hours, 24 hours, something will be revealed about your mission, your greater mission of wealth, and it's going to come to you. And when you realize that, you're not going to be able to see things the same. Something's going to be revealed from the events we set in motion right now, and I'm going to hold the intention for you that in the next 24 hours, that will happen. Now, on to our guest. I want to start with a quote, and it goes something like this. Allow your business and your life to be the expression of your soul's purpose. Now, the person who said that is our guest tonight, Christopher Howard. And I want to read you a little bit about Chris because he's an amazing individual. And in him, I found a lot of myself and a lot of things that inspired the heck out of me, both from a deep level of giving to an excitement level. And Chris really is somebody who's going to teach us tonight why he believes, and I believe as well, that we have a right to be rich. We have a right to share and build wealth. And Chris is an internationally acclaimed lifestyle and wealth strategist. He's a best-selling author, he's a prominent speaker, and he's the owner and founder of Christopher Howard Training. And for almost 20 years, Chris has been dedicated selflessly to researching the success strategies of the world's greatest business and philanthropic and spiritual minds. And what's beautiful about what Chris has done is he's found a way, after you study something deep enough, long enough, you figure out that it's all connected, and that's some of what he's going to share tonight. It's going to be mind-blowing. He has shared his extensive knowledge through his books, his home study programs, and his worldwide public seminars, and by that I mean worldwide. He's not just an entrepreneur, however. Chris sees himself as a social entrepreneur, and he's proven that, and he's made a philanthropic impact in developing nations all over the planet. His endeavors include building a high school in the, I hope I pronounce this right, Huliaq community in Peru, where previously education had stopped after the primary school level. In Cambodia, for example, Chris helped raise awareness for the campaigns of social enterprise. And he's also shared his message all over the world through many different channels, including being a master faculty member for the group Humanity Unites Brilliance Hub, And this group is committed to making poverty history, meaning eradicating it, by creating opportunities through hundreds of millions of microloans. And if you've ever seen some of the most successful Hollywood movies, you'll know about this person that we're going to read a quote from who speaks about Chris, named Gary Goldstein. And I'm going to read this quote, and then I'm going to let you know what Gary's been involved in. But it'll tell you the kind of character and caliber of personality and integrity Chris has. Gary Goldstein said this: Christopher Howard is possessed with an extraordinary gift to wake people up to their truest potential. Don't just read, but embrace Chris's strategies and get ready to live every single day at a level exceeding your grandest ambitions. Now, the person who said that is Gary Goldstein, who I've met and a friend of Chris's, who was the producer of the movie Pretty Woman, also the book, the movie Under Siege, and I think it's the Mothman Prophecies as well. And for all of that, I want to welcome Chris to the call. Chris, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Darius?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you. I mean, you just totally vibrate this energy of not just loving what you do, but loving the difference you make in the world. And I know so many people right now are just hungry to tap to everything that you've got going on.
Well, I'll tell you what. At this stage in my life, more than loving what I do, I love the difference it makes.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me, you know, if you were to disappear off the face of the planet tomorrow, what would be most important for me, and that is that that my life was meaningful, that I was able to make a difference in people's lives, or able to, you know, we can do that on one level through personal development programs and things like that, but to reach out on an even larger level on the planet and help elevate and raise the standard of living for people, that's what juices me more than anything else in the world. So being on the call is part of that mission, and I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Yeah, and, you know, through your work, we can raise the standard of living and the awareness of possibility for everybody on this call, and everybody will hear this call, and in turn, impact lives all over the planet.
No matter what level you're playing at. I mean, if you're making millions and millions of dollars already, there's always more that we can do, but there's also always, there's a lot of people that are making a lot of money that aren't living very rich lives. And so to be able to, or aren't living wealthy lives. You ask them how's life, they say, oh, it sucks. No matter how much money I make, I'm never happy. As if the two go hand in hand. You know, they're two separate things. So being able to enrich in our lives from multiple perspectives, no matter what place we're in, that's what I'm about right now.
Beautiful. I want to ask you this question. We've asked it of everybody who's on these calls, and it is this. What does you wealth mean to Christopher Howard?
I think that the when you say you wealth, I look at it and the biggest realization I think somebody could get is that you are your wealth. Mm-hmm. And I didn't make that one up. The first time I heard that from was who did I hear that from? My buddy Robert Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Says your wealth.
Wow.
And when you think of you being your wealth, it's not the amount of money you get paid. You know, a lot of people say, well, pay me more and I'll work harder.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it works. You know, it works the other way around. When you become the person who's worth more, you will be rewarded with more money. And so when you realize that you are your wealth, what happens is then you also realize that an investment in yourself is an investment in your wealth. And the best thing you could possibly ever invest in is your education and becoming that person that's worth a fortune. And when you become that person, that's when the fortune arrives. If everybody's got their focus in the wrong place. They've got their focus on the goal rather than on becoming the person who makes the goal happen. Like my martial arts instructor said to me, he says, you know, Chris, champions are not made in tournaments. Champions are made in training. And they say, cry in training so you laugh in battle. You may want to write that down for everybody listening here. Cry in training so you laugh in battle. So it's about becoming the person who can go out there and make anything happen. You know, I was having lunch yesterday at Paramount Studios with a dear friend of mine, Scott Mednick. Now, Scott Mednick raised $500 million, and he was one of the co-founders of Legendary Pictures. So he raised this money to launch this film company, and they did movies like Batman Begins and Superman Returns. And he was the executive producer of Superman Returns, 300, the movie 300, 10,000 BC. Not a whole lot, but he's raised a lot of money. And he's about to do a large capital raise. And anybody listening may need to You may need to raise capital at some point to make your dreams happen. It's just it's the reality. It's part of the game. It's one of those things that you get to be exquisite at or find somebody who's exquisite at. But you still have to have a knowledge of it because it's not, knowledge can set us free. And so I said, Scott, I said, when you go out on some of your capital raising ventures, I said, I'll do anything. I said, I'll polish your shoes. And we're friends, you know. I'm there to follow, to watch, to be a part of the process because he's raising more money than I am, and so there's something to be learned. And you know, I've always had that attitude, and I think that's one attitude that can change our lives: is to put yourself in saturation environments where you can that cause you or enable you to see things you couldn't see before, to have knowledge you didn't have before, or give you skills that you didn't have before that can help you make your dreams happen.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And one of the points I got very much from what you said is when you focus on the effect of becoming the person that, that can amass that type of wealth, command that type of value, then it's going to come to you. But most people are focusing on the effect. You need to focus on the cause. What is the cause? What creates wealth? What makes somebody be able to command that kind of value? And when you focus on that cause, then the effect has to follow.
Absolutely.
You went through that process. I was reading part of your amazing book, Instant Wealth, Wake Up.
Yeah, I'll say I go through that process every day.
Okay.
So it's every day when you show up. Every day you have the discipline. Every day because there's days that suck. There's days that are great. There's days that you feel like you're on top of your game. There's days when you feel like, oh, man, I'm not winning as much. But it's all, it's all just in your head, and it's how you think about it. And when you realize that it's staying the distance and going the distance that makes all the difference in the world and learning to focus and become more efficient and effective, that's when you win. So I go through that on a daily basis, refining, adding, learning, increasing knowledge, skills, tools, all that stuff. So it never stops.
But something happened to you because in your book you said you were at $70,000 in debt, which I know a lot of people probably on this call are saying, okay, now this guy can relate to me because he's $70,000
right.
in debt to making that much money in a single day. And
more than that. I mean, we do the
– yeah.
And I've done $3 million in sales in a single day.
In 24 hours, yeah. That was the next thing that you said. And so this is like a huge shift. And so, people are probably sitting here going, okay, now what was that about, Chris? I mean, how did that happen?
I'd love to tell you that you can take the magic pill and that's what it is, but that hasn't been my experience. My experience is, because people like the stories where bang, in a flash of an eye, everything changed.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it wasn't a flash of an eye. It was it was one distinction. When you look back on it in retrospect, you could say, boy, it was in a flash of an eye. Then it's easy because you see how far off path you may have been and how on path you got.
Yeah.
But it all came in the moment of decision. It all came in the moment of commitment to a path. The biggest, one of the biggest learnings that I ever got about wealth creation is that it came from Warren Buffett. It came from Rockefeller. It came from Bill Gates. It came from Andrew Carnegie. It came from Napoleon Hill. And that's the concept of single-mindedness of purpose. The one thing that Napoleon Hill talked about so long ago, but he got it from Andrew Carnegie.
Absolutely.
And he got it through modeling other people, was that, the same thing that Warren Buffett says today, life is like a snowball. What you need is a really long hill and some really wet snow because there's a compounding effect. Now, when you think of wealth creation, most people think of getting their money working for them rather than working for money. Actually, most people don't even think of that. For the people that are actually out there doing that, they're thinking about that. But what I'm here to say is equally important is because of the fact that you are your wealth, there's a compounding effect of the investments that you make in yourself. It's not just the dollars that you tuck away in your 401k or in your superannuation in Australia and wherever you're putting that money to get it working for you. It's every moment of every day. It's how you use your time. Are you being as efficient and as effective as possible on the path towards your dreams? Have you even aligned yourself with your true north? Because there is a snowball effect, and there's that compounding effect that just builds and builds and builds and builds. And if you stay on one path with that single-mindedness of purpose, is you create the opportunity to orchestrate tipping points in your life where the floodgates fly wide open and you're rewarded tremendously if you're acting intelligently and effectively based upon the knowledge and skills that you've gained from all the other people that have been the path before you.
Wow. A couple things I pulled out of that. Everybody share this on the blog that you can really leverage these tipping points in your life. And I want to ask you about that later because that's very powerful. I think a lot of people think success just happens instantly, but it's this culmination where we create circumstances that are moving and moving in our favor, and then we have this point where everything comes together, and
right.
Then people explode. Now, what a lot of people are dealing with right now, I know, is long-term blocks, beliefs, things that are perhaps unconsciously programmed in their minds. And you talk about this thing called the new entrepreneurial mind, and you became very proficient at showing and teaching people how to remove some of these programming blocks through NLP and other types of methods. Could you talk a little bit about some of those things that we may not really see in our life that are holding us back?
Well, I think that, in life, it's been said that perception is projection. Carl Jung was a big fan of this concept. And what that means is you can't see anything that you're not. So the world will always be a reflection of your consciousness. You can look at that from a spiritual perspective, and they say we only see that which we are. You can look at it from a quantum physics perspective, and they say that the observer and that which is observed are always intimately connected. So the world, there are many different ways we could look at it, and we could back it up with science or look at it from a spiritual perspective, or we could just know it, what we see, what we perceive in the world is based upon what we've been programmed and conditioned to look for. So if you were born in a family that had a lot of money and you had positive associations to having a lot of money, you would naturally sort for things that had to do with money. It's like going on the internet. If you punch money into a search engine, everything that has to do with money is going to come up. Now, if you made poor associations with money or wealth, like you thought that, well, you look at Warren Buffett's son, what's his name, the musician, it will come to mind in a second. He's got the two sons, and one of the boys went off and became a musician. He's a great musician, but he had associated negative associations to wealth. And so what happened was he said, well, I don't want to do that because my father spends 80% of his time doing that, and I don't think that that's the path to happiness. So he went out and sorted for everything that didn't have to do with wealth. Now he's doing a bit of a turnaround because he's thrilled about being involved in the philanthropic side of things, and Warren's given him a bunch of money to go off and run a charity or of his own. And that's kind of pumped him back into it. So now he has more positive associations about wealth. But if we have negative associations to wealth building, to money, to work, to any of those types of things, we're going to avoid them at all costs. And if some of those associations are unconscious, what may happen is we'll get in our life the goals that we set, but then we'll get a bunch of other stuff in our life back that we didn't want because of these unconscious, repressed associations that we have toward things.
How might somebody know, Chris, or at least detect that they may have something like that?
Well, you just got to look at your bank account, look at your, look at your portfolio or lack thereof. Look at the amount of money you have. Look at the litmus paper of your life, and look at that and say, do I like the way it looks or not? And if you want it to be something different, then the place to change is to change yourself. You can change on two different levels. Change yourself, change your environment. Both of those changes could be a good thing. You know, if you put yourself in saturation environments where you can learn and then all of a sudden see things you couldn't see before, that's amazing. You know, we're launching a board for one of our companies right now. I won't talk too much about it because it's a private matter, but we're bringing in a brain trust of people that's just out of this world. And I'm thrilled because that's going to help me see things that I couldn't see before. That's changing my environment. I had to change myself before I could even make the distinction that I needed to change my environment. So I had to grow to a place where, and sometimes it's in our greatest times of challenge that, you have a challenge that comes up. It's like, oh man, I've got to change something. Well, more often than not, it's yourself first. Change and you go, wow, if I think a little bit differently, and that's always been my assumption. When we have a problem in life, we can either shrink and grow small, or we can learn our way out. And so for me, if you're having a challenge financially or you're having a challenge in any place in your life right now, you got to make the decision whether you're going to shrink and play small and stay where you are or not go any further, or learn your way out. And so I made the decision, wow, I got to learn my way out so I can grow and expand my company even more. And as a result, I've changed my environment. So I think that if you don't like the way things are looking in your life, or you think they could be infinitely better, then you have to, or if you think, man, there's no way out, that's when you should be saying, I need to learn my way out more than ever before.
Yeah, I believe that really strongly. Now, you actually, though, what you've done with your life is you've not only said, okay, I have to learn my way out of these challenges, but you also are very committed to helping people around the planet, uplifting the standards, and I think you have some very unique ideas and very powerful ideas about how wealth and passion work together, and how social and money work together, and how social entrepreneurialism and giving work together with passion and wealth. And I think if maybe we could touch on that, we could show people how, like, our greatest challenges, our greatest gifts in the world that we have are the exact things that we have to share with the world. Our greatest challenges are the gateway to what we have to share and teach many times that other people could benefit from. And I know you have a feeling on that. I'd love to hear some of what Chris Howard says to that.
No, I love the way you put it there. When somebody adopts a belief like that, that our greatest challenges are tied into our mission, it's just a belief system, but when you adopt a belief system like that, it automates the process of gaining resolution toward things in your life, but it also adds meaning to your life. And when your life is meaningful, you know, like Viktor Frankl wrote in Man's Search for Meaning, when your life is meaningful, that's the thing that causes you to jump out of bed every day versus roll over and go, man, I don't want to get up. So it's that meaning. And when we can inject a significant meaning, like I started the call with, I said, boy, if I disappeared off the face of the planet tomorrow, as long as my life had meaning and I was able to make an impact in the lives of other people on a global scale, and my, not the memory of my name, Chris Howard, I don't care about my name, but the memory, but the lasting impact that I was able to make in other people's lives, that's what it takes to make my life meaningful. So when I think of, I think the greatest gift that we can give somebody is the gift of giving. Because that's what keeps the miracle of you alive way beyond your lifetime. I found this out when I was reading some old text. Like Andrew Carnegie wrote a paper at one point. It was called Wealth. Today it's published as, I think it's published as The Legacy of Wealth today. But in this book, in the essay that later became a published work, Andrew Carnegie talks about when you have the topple of civilizations, it's when there's a great difference, a great divide between the rich and the poor. And so what he did was he proposed to all the rich that they take their money and they redistribute it into society, you know, after their lifetimes, in a way, that made a difference in society and actually helped people. And, he said, because otherwise you'd have what could eventually lead to the topple of societies, this big disparity between rich and poor. He did not believe, however, that the government should do it, because he said that the entrepreneurial mind is uniquely suited to handling challenges. And when you take that entrepreneurial mind and you apply it toward the million deaths that occur a year from malaria, for example, and you take Bill Gates, that's one of the things that they're tackling. You know, you say, who has a better chance of solving that problem? Is it the government and bureaucracies, or is it Bill Gates, who has a reputation for getting things done? You know, so you take that entrepreneurial mind and you put it into, I think the greatest gift you could give somebody is not a fish, but to teach them how to fish.
Right.
So if we took a lot of philanthropic organizations and we put an entrepreneurial mindset underneath it and structure underneath it, that could be the key to healing the world, creating jobs, creating systems that are self-sustainable. That's why Steve Jobs is a big proponent of that right now. And you look at Warren Buffett today, you know, looking to persuade 40 of the richest the people on the planet to give away half of their wealth toward charity. There's a direct correlation between being rich in the moment and enriching your life through the legacy that you lead, which not only gives you more propulsion. Yeah, it gives you more propulsion toward creating more, because you'll do more for others than you'll do for yourself when you really get juiced up by that. But it also gives a greater meaning toward your being able to sing your unique song in the here and now. There's so many people that have this problem of thinking, boy, you know, I should be doing something philanthropic. I should. They have a lot of shoulds. Or I should be taking care of my family rather than following my dreams. Or I should be doing, you know. And who's to say that you can't have it all? Who's to say that the best gift you could possibly give to your family isn't to live your dreams and show them how to live an inspired life? Who's to say that all the money that you make from that can't be saving lives in the future because you give it to the world in the form of a charitable foundation that makes a difference for centuries and eons to come? You know, so you could be, you can truly have it all. And when you're in that place, your life truly becomes meaningful. And for me, you know, to do a call like this, to share this message that inspires some people, they're going to go out and inspire other people. They're going to go out and inspire other people. They'll inspire other people. So I can make a difference this way. But I can also make a difference ultimately with what I give back. And so it makes this moment more pumped and juiced with meaning. And when it's more pumped and juiced with meaning, that's the only thing that I care about, you know, and that's what makes things so exciting for me. And then you get the things disappear, like the stuff that used to be in your way about, you know, is it right to make money? Should I? Shouldn't I? All those things disappear because you know you're doing it for an inspired reason. You're living an inspired life. That's when your business and your life has become the expression of your soul's purpose, and that to me is the definition of a rich life.
Yeah, and it's almost amazing because, you know, barriers are there, but they don't seem as surmountable. They don't seem as insurmountable. They begin to dissolve because you have a purpose bigger than the barriers. You know, if you're only looking 10 feet in front of you, then you're going to see the wall in front of you. But if you stand back and you look to a higher vision or purpose, you're going to see that there's a mountain on the other side of that wall that you can get to and a way around it. Now, is there a way that we could walk people through, you know, maybe a process or something that you've utilized, and I know you train people all over the world in many different places, thousands and thousands, anything that you've found that could be helpful for people on this call, that we can give them a tool to help them see something that may be bigger or more there in their life that they may be missing now?
I think there are so many processes. You know, we have trainings happening right now somewhere. Probably got two or three trainings happening somewhere in the world right now that I don't even know about. We're doing them online now. We got seminars happening all over the place, thousands of people going through these things, and then we've got hundreds and hundreds of processes. But we can take out something fun for a second. And, you know, I often tell people that, you know, when people, when they think of the blocks that they have and they think they look at life as being a struggle, and I'll be real honest here and say that I sometimes struggle. I sometimes have challenges. I'm not a perfect person.
Yeah.
What I have is a bag of tools that I can use that can help me in some of these situations to expand my mind, to expand myself out of the current situation that a lot of people don't even know exist. And so they just give up on it before it's even begun. You know, one tool for creating a really powerful outcome, for example, is putting a goal in the future, you know, getting clarifying what is it that you want. Because whenever you're stuck, most people, when people, they're stuck in a problem, all they see is the problem. The moment we say, what's my outcome? It gives us a solid direction to create momentum toward. And I read a beautiful quote by Bruce Lee the other day. He said, maybe goals aren't things that are always meant to occur. Maybe goals are just something to aim for. And I believe that that's true as well, because sometimes there's better things that come along than the goals themselves that we set. What the goal does is it causes motion. And when we have that motion, and we have a level of certainty that our motion is a powerful, you know, other things will come up. So let's go through a process right now for putting a goal out in the future. What I'd like everybody on the phone to do right now, if you're driving a car or an automobile, please do not do this, or, you know, you may be listening online as well. However you're listening, just make sure that you're in a quiet space where you can have, you know, 2-3 minutes to do this process. And what it'll do is it'll help you to gain more, a level of expectation about what it is that you are moving toward in life. In life, we don't get what we want, we get what we expect. Most people will walk into a meeting and get whatever they get. And they're thinking, boy, I hope I don't blow this one like I did the last one. And so they're really focused on blowing it. And in that case, they end up blowing it. What we want to do is get really clear about something that we want and how we want it to occur. So if everybody would just stop for a moment, and if you have the ability to write it down, you may want to write it down. And just write down, what is it that you want? Now, let's do a 30-day goal together. In 30 days, one thing you want to create, just one single thing. And for some people, they might say, well, you know, I want to create a, you know, I want to weigh 10 pounds less, or, you know, the 5 kilo less, or I want to, I want to be able to run 30 minutes at the end of 30 days, or I want to, and either of those would enrich my life, or I want to have $1 million in the bank, or, you know, $250,000 in capital raised by the end of this month, or I want to have launched my my new career. Just figure out what it is, and then figure out, here's the next piece, go through this process with me. What's the final thing that has to happen so you know you got that goal? And when I say final thing, I want you to think of a photograph or a snapshot. Like if you were to take a picture, you know, and you looked at that picture and you could describe the situation. Is it you receiving a check? Is it you signing a contract? Is it you meeting with somebody and them telling you, hey, you know, we did it. We raised $250,000. Is it you receiving a standing ovation? What is it? You know, figure out what the final thing is and who's going to be there when it happens. Figure that out. You got 10 seconds, and I'll keep talking to you, but you're figuring out what that final snapshot, that final photograph is that you want to accomplish in 30 days. Okay? Now that you've got that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine. This is done in your imagination right now. And all of our problems are problems of imagination. All of our solutions are solutions of imagination.
Nice.
I didn't say that. Einstein said that. So right now, go ahead and step inside that picture of you having attained that goal, of you having made that goal happen now. And as you step inside that goal, I want you to notice is, you know, are you looking through your own eyes, seeing what you see? Yeah? If you're not, do it. Step inside so you are looking through your own eyes, seeing what you'd see. As you're inside that goal, that final thing that has to happen so that you know that you made that goal happen. And I want you to notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of having made that goal happen now. Notice what you say to yourself. And notice the tone of voice you say it in. All right? Now, we're going to adjust some of the qualities of the picture to make this most real for you. So if it's a black and white picture, maybe you want to change it to color. If you need to adjust the color and turn the color up, you can. If you want to add movement, you can add movement. Be right there inside that goal. Notice if it's framed or if it's panoramic, if it's moving or still. You need to speed it up, speed it up. And notice any sounds around you that are important as you're right there inside that goal having made it happen. And if you need to adjust the qualities or volumes of any of these sounds, you can do that easily. And once again, notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of having gained the power, when you think of having become the person who can make anything happen. Notice what you say to yourself now when you think of that, being right there inside that goal. And notice the tone of voice you say it in. And now notice a feeling in your body as you're right there inside that goal. If there's a location or a size or a shape or an intensity or a vibration to that feeling, I want you to turn that feeling up like the volume knob on a television. Just quadruple the level of the intensity of the feeling in your body right now. Turn it up. Just use it right up so you're right there having made it happen. And now, step out of the picture. Step out of the picture, but I want you to leave your body in that picture so you see yourself in that picture having attained that goal like a Polaroid or a snapshot. Your mind's eye, and I want you to take that picture in your hands or in your mind's eye, and I want you to imagine right now, this is just imagine and pretend, right? Imagine rising up above now, up above your body so that you look down on now and you look down on yourself, and you're way up in the air and you've got that picture of that goal in your hands or your mind's eye. You've got the past stretched off in one direction, the future another, and we're going to energize this picture. We'll do it together with three ha breaths. What I mean is you're going to inhale, and then you're going to exhale, and you're going to make the ha sound as you exhale. And this is simply symbolic because breath symbolizes life. So you're blowing life force energy into that picture, all the life force energy it needs to occur. So inhale and watch the picture become vibrant, brilliant, alive again. And again. Very good. Now, take that picture, and I want you to rapidly and unconsciously project yourself out into the future, above the stream of time, your personal time stream, so that you find yourself right up above the date where you choose for this event to occur. Maybe right about 30 days in the future is where we said, but right up above the date where you choose for this event to occur. And I want you to drop that picture down into the stream of time right there where you choose for it to occur right now. Just drop it down. And notice that it takes its place right there in your time stream. And now, turn and look back off toward the past and notice that everything that has to happen to lead up to the undeniable occurrence of this event is rapidly shifting, changing, reevaluating at the unconscious level in the stream of time. Everything that had to happen to lead up to the undeniable occurrence of that event is rapidly shifting to support it. Wait, it gets better. Now, turn and look off toward the future. And as you do, notice that the future's changing as well. It's becoming brighter, more brilliant, and more alive. This one event was a cause set in motion that's changed your entire future time stream, and perhaps not just your future time stream, but time streams for generations and generations to come. And now, leaving all that out there, knowing it is yours, come rapidly and unconsciously all the way back toward now, right back down into the room, and right back down into now, and welcome back.
Wow.
Very quick process. Now, that process, by the way, you only have to do that once. If you've heard that you have to review your goals over and over again, that would presuppose that it wasn't already out there. It's out there now. All you got to do is go make it happen.
Yeah. Can I share what kind of happened with me on this?
Yeah, please do.
Well, you know, I was dealing with some issues we had, you know, actually some fraudulent activity in one of my companies. And so, you know, of course, we don't like that. There's all that type of thing where an employee did something and, you know,
right.
You deal with this, you don't like it. You don't really want to be a bad guy, but you got to deal with things. And there's uncertainty around the outcome. And I just, you know, I focused on the outcome that I wanted, do what you want. And instantly, it's like when that was done, I first found like I felt myself very centered. The stress around the event was gone. I had new ideas coming in about how it would be resolved, how we would resolve it in a fair and equitable manner, but in a firm manner. How we could be more relaxed, and I started feeling a lot more relaxed, and I felt a lot of power of control over the situation come back, where previously, you know, you feel kind of powerless when something like that happens that you find out about. It's like, oh my gosh, what next? And I started to feel a lot of inspiration about a higher meaning and purpose surrounding that event, where it could be used to benefit and serve others. It could be some value gained from this whole thing, that it's not a loss, it's actually a tremendous benefit. And I got those five things just from that 5 minutes with
that. I'll tell you, that's a lot. That's, you know, that, I think,
yeah,
that's fantastic. And you said something there that I think everybody should take note of as well, is how it could actually be used. Because one thing that I found is that masters of life are masters of utilization, taking anything that life throws at them and using it to their advantage. You know, I was just telling my business partner, we were having a meeting, and if you've seen the movie The Runaways, have you seen it?
I have not seen it, no.
Yeah, that's with, you know, the girl from Kristen Stewart from Twilight,
uh-huh.
And she plays a young Joan Jett. And
oh,
it just,
yeah.
Yeah, in that movie they were showing how they, their manager, the person who really orchestrated their personalities, the band's personalities, was just creating controversy for, you know, just to create it. Now, at the same time, he was destroying their lives, unfortunately. But they were creating controversy to get their name out there. And it was like, wow. Now, talk about utilizing something. You know, Joan Jett's in there throwing things around and throwing chairs in her dressing room. And he's like, this is what we want, baby, controversy. And it's like, wow, you know, if you can use something like that, you know, that's, you could use just about anything. And they used that, and they built their name, and they got their name out there. You know, if you can take whatever life throws at you, whatever business throws at you, and utilize it to your advantage, that's where you become the master of life.
Yeah, and isn't that, I mean, would you say that's a process of wealth creation? I mean, if you have something that would disable most people, that would destroy most people, you know, cast them to the bottom of all possible humanity, and you rise up from that, and you create value or light or energy from that by resolving it and continuing forward, you've just created wealth that can be shared with somebody. Maybe it's a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience, a wealth of what not to do.
Hey, I mean, look at, you know, people are going through, you know, people talk about the economic times,
yeah,
and stuff like this. And I travel all over the world. So in Australia, it hasn't hit them as hard. London has hit them harder, you know, at this stage in the game. And you look at all these people are facing challenges. People are facing challenges in business and in life, and that's cool. Challenges come. You know, life is a process. Business is a process of overcoming challenges. It's not like they're not going to be there. And it's not like, you know, that every – it's like if you play the game of Monopoly really, really well, it's not like you're going to sometimes make some dumb moves, or it's not like you're going to sometimes make a move that you look and it's like, oh, wow. And sometimes it even looks like you're going to lose the game, then you turn it around and you turn the whole game around in the end. So it's just like what you've got to do is make sure that you're the right person, that you keep polishing yourself up, polishing up every weakness in your game until it becomes your greatest strength. And when I talk about the new entrepreneurial mind, I really talk about that. It's about going, where do I need to upgrade the software of my mind so I can play at a larger and larger and larger level? Because the only difference between you and Donald Trump is that he started thinking bigger and executing at a younger age than you did, for most people.
Yep.
You know, and executing well. So if we want to change the course of our life and we want to change our futures for the better, then it's time to change our thinking. It's time to upgrade the software of our thinking, get some tools. And I think that that's a lifelong pursuit. You know, mastery, I'm really fortunate because I've done martial arts all my life. I got my first black belt when I was 21 years old. I've got a brown belt in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu today. I love the arts more than really anything. It's my passion. And I was talking the other day to Stephen K. Hayes. Stephen K. Hayes is the biggest name in ninjutsu in the United States today. And, you know, he's been in the arts for, I think he's 56 years old now, and he's been in forever. And I said, what do you think about this whole thing about, I was talking to him about bringing in some concepts of martial arts. I said, because it's been those concepts more than anything that have kept me alive. You know, as I'm taking classes and going to class after class after personal development class after class after class and learning more about wealth creation and stuff, it's been the early concepts that I got from martial arts of discipline, of perfecting that which cannot be, that which one would not even, you know, think to really be able to perfect when we do katas and dances and, you know, a kata is a prearranged fight. It's like a dance. A prearranged fight between three or more people and prearranged movements and techniques, and you dance this dance until you perfect it so much so that the dance seems to dance you. And when you bring that philosophy across to wealth building or anything else, then mastery is something that you're doing for the rest of your life, because the dance dancing you is the ultimate goal, where you're able to achieve and create at a level. If we were to relate it to martial arts, it's to fight at a level, or to roll today, because I do wrestling and grappling today with the jiu-jitsu, to roll at a level where I have no idea what just happened, but it was incredible. You know,
wow.
It was beautiful. It was like magic. That's where we hit that zone that Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi talks about in the psychology of optimal experience. You know, but to get to that level, you got to be good. You got to be like the concert pianist. You got to be like the expert violinist that loses themselves in the action. And in order to get to that point, you have to learn the skills. You know, somebody has to give you coaching on the skills. You've got to get outside feedback. And eventually you become the best in the world. And when you're the best in the world, there's always a market for you. So bringing that mindset across into the pursuit of happiness, if you will, or, you know, into the creation of wealth, I think that's the thing. That's the difference that makes a difference. There's people that are dedicated. There's real warriors out there dedicated to it, and there's people that just aren't so dedicated.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think, you know, are searching for that meaning and searching for that passion of what is it I'm here to do. And I know you could shed some light on some questions perhaps people could ask, or things that have helped you really tap into that higher meaning. Because I think there's greatness in everybody. It's just we don't sometimes ask the right questions to really turn on the desire to become that great and get lost in the dance, because we don't even know what we're dancing for sometimes. What are some?
And I think that's the biggest problem. And I'll tell you what, though, it's not.
Mm.
It's not that they don't know. It's the biggest excuse in the world. People say, "I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to do." It's that they don't. You know, it's because people think you've got to find your passion. My buddy Keith Cunningham says this. I love it. He's like, "You don't need to find your passion. You got to choose your passion. Choose it. Get on with it." They're
right.
Still waiting for something to fall over their head and hit them on the head. Oh, that's it.
That's
you know? So you got to look within, say, what are my talents? What are my natural abilities? What do I love? And get rid of the filters of, I think I can, I think I can't, you know, because you can do anything that you put your mind to. If you really, you know, if it was a life or death situation, you had to come up with $100,000 tomorrow, my bet is you could do it.
Yep.
No matter whether you've raised capital or not. So, and it's the same thing with your dreams. Your dreams are the most important thing. In Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist, I had the great fortune of being in Egypt just recently. Just got back from Egypt, really, and went to the oasis of Al-Fayyum from the story The Alchemist, and it was beautiful. And the story is all about how to turn lead into gold in your life. You can do this if you choose a direction and you start moving toward it, and that direction may evolve along the way. You know, Walt Disney was once asked, what's your vision for Disney? And he said, I don't know, it's bright and glittery and it's out there someplace. You know, because so he had a direction that he was moving. And when we go back to that concept of the goal maybe not being something that was meant to really be hit, but something that was meant to be aimed for, because even better things arise as you're moving toward that goal. I mean, how could Dr. Phil have ever known that he would have been offered a talk show from Oprah Winfrey when he signed up as a jury consultant with her? That wouldn't have happened, though, had he not had the motion of setting the goal of being the jury consultant. So all this stuff that's unseen begins to unfold when we create motion. It's like Marshall Thurber used to talk about, not only Marshall Thurber, what was the name of the guy who did the geodesic dome? That was, it'll come to me. The guy that did a flat map of the Earth as well. Everybody's going to know who he is, so Chris Howard will be really embarrassed on this call, but you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. So he used to talk about the concept of precession, and precession is created by motion. So what happens is before, let's say that the water in a lake is flat, and you jump in a water ski boat and you start to go, well, all of a sudden you've created a wake. That's right. The precessional effect of the boat, of the movement of the boat. Well, the wake isn't even revealed until there's movement that occurs. So the goals that we set can oftentimes be the things that create the movement that reveal the wake, and it's in the wake that we find our true calling. You know, look at Martin Luther King Jr. When he was, he wanted a position that would give him some authority and respect at the time, at that time when he was born, the biggest position of authority and respect would have been being a preacher. And so, of course, he followed in the path of his father and he wanted to be a preacher. But those skills ended up, what happened, there was a processional effect. He started to learn to be a preacher, and all of a sudden, in the wake of his life, is revealed a higher calling, his true purpose, and he was the right person who showed up at the right time, but he would have never had the skills to do what he had to do, to be the person he had to be, in order to make that happen, had the movement not begun. But he didn't end up where he thought he was going to end up. He ended up someplace far more meaningful.
Absolutely.
You know, and he knew that at the end of his life. He says, hey, man, he says, I may not live very long. He says, but I've seen the other side of the mountain. And you want to talk about a meaningful life. That, to me, that man lived a rich and meaningful life. It was a tough life, but it was a rich and meaningful life that will go on, leaving meaning for generations and generations to come. Now we have the chance to stand on not only his shoulders, but the shoulders of the Richard Bransons and the Bill Gates and, you know, everybody that's come before us, so that we can pick and choose and create the mosaic of life the way we choose, and that infuses meaning onto the planet in the way that we choose, so you can be rich financially, you can be rich emotionally, and you can be rich from a spiritual perspective simultaneously. And it's thanks to everybody that walked before us.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, I mean, I started out, still a licensed attorney, started out as an attorney, was a business consultant and still do that, was a real estate investor and still put money into real estate occasionally, and never thought that I would, you know, but was studying personal development, never really had a desire to teach it or train people on it until I realized that it was an immense need that people had, because the money-making folks were only teaching how do you do a deal, but nobody was telling and sharing how you change mindset. And so, you never know. I never thought I would be doing this call series, but I got moving, got started action, and the overreaching concern for me was, how do I help people? And with that desire in my heart, things just continue to expand. And so I think for people who are sitting here saying, well, I don't know what to do, I don't have any idea, get started doing something. You may just be here in any situation to raise energy, to bring, you know, good energy in a place where there's bad energy, to encourage, to enlighten, to inspire, to bring whatever uniqueness you have. Maybe the greatest challenges you have, the very things people say you can't do, are the things you are destined to do. You know?
Yeah, man.
And that's sometimes our path. But people have got to get started. And I know that you've worked with people all over the country, all over the world. You've helped people from seemingly impossible situations, impossible odds, create amazing results in their life. And I know, you know, we asked you to come forward and say, look, we want to take people to another level and infuse them with the gifts that you've discovered in your life path. I know you've put together some things to really help people rapidly get started and really insert that entrepreneurial mind, insert that higher purpose, insert that power and those tools. Can you tell us a little bit about, Chris, what it is you put together for us and how people can get started with that?
I can, but I have to correct one thing before I do, and that's just Buckminster Fuller was the person, the geodesic dome. This is so everybody doesn't jump on Chris and beat him up, because you know I can only handle so much.
Exactly right.
But Buckminster Fuller, and he named it the geodesic dome is what he did. He didn't actually create it, but in any case, we put together a great package for everybody on the call. In fact, beyond great. And there's a reason why what I'm about to offer to everybody is so good. We have, for years we've been training in the offline world, and I've had seminars that are out there that people have said are the best in the industry from a content perspective and stuff. That's not me. That's my peers. We're the leaders in. We're about six times larger than any other school teaching NLP and today, certifying people in that. But we are the leaders in certain things in the field. There's certain things that we're great at. And what we've done is we've looked to take the things that we're really, really good at and put into a package for you so that we can make the transition. We're just, we've been making this transition over this year into the online world. And as a result, we've done some, just a very, very few test launches of something that we're about to charge about 500 times more for. We're doing a test launch with you guys. We're just putting it out there and letting you guys taste something that I never, ever thought that I'd ever release to the public.
Wow.
So here's what we put together. It's called Your Right to Be Rich. And I have a program that I've been teaching for 13 years now, I think. It's called Breakthrough to Success. And it's a 2.5-day weekend where you literally transform every area of your life and gain massive propulsion forward. Doesn't matter what area you're stuck in. It's all about gaining propulsion. And I don't care whether you're turning $1 million a year or you're $70,000 in debt like I was. It's an incredible program. We've created a web version of it. And what we did is it's 17 hours of video streaming that we're about to price what are we pricing this at? Is it $1,997 we're going to price it at? We're about to price this at $1,997. As a standalone product, we may have a little bit of switch in that because we're just having a discussion about that today, but that's where we're shooting for. What we're going to do for your audience here today, just in pre-release, is we're throwing that Breakthrough to Success program. This is 17 hours of video with processes like we went through, but with all the music and all the bells and whistles that you can listen through on your headphones. This is an experiential, transformational 17 hours. Of me teaching this information. You're also going to get something that we have two classes, Wealth Acceleration Level 1 and Wealth Acceleration Level 2. We used to get primarily psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors, coaches, trainers, people that wanted to bring out the best in people that would come in and take our certification courses. When you take our certification courses, you needed to get these CD sets. So one is 16 CDs for the basic level of NLP certification, all that. Now, this isn't an online certification right now. This is an online it's an online associate certification that you get in neurolinguistics, and you can take it there. There's 16 downloadable CDs, so they're downloadable. There's a huge manual that goes with it, and then you've got the master level as well. And the master level, you learn how to change the basis of personality, how to bring out the best in people. Now, here's what I want everybody to get. In the live seminar, if you called our office, one of those costs $495. That's the basic level. The other one costs $595. That's the master level. And that's what you would pay. If you paid it at seminar, you'd pay the same thing. So altogether, we're talking about almost $4,000 in value. The benefit to you is you get to go through this transformational program plus. You get the language skills of bringing out the best in other people. Communication is going to be what determines what you get anywhere in life, because people that can produce real results are people like Martin Luther King Jr. who can bring a nation together to change the face of a nation. The leader sees things as they are, sees things as they can be, and then closes that gap rapidly. And if you can do that with other people, that's where you can create results in a flash of an eye. And so we're giving you these skills, these techniques, these abilities on this, just to get this online program out as part of our pre-release, over $4,000 in value for only $197.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, it's really incredible. This is, I've hosted calls myself. I've been on different people's stages and stuff, and I've never, ever in my life seen as much value given away as what we're doing right now. And the reason why we're giving this value away is because we want people out there enjoying it. We want people out there getting the results and writing us back and telling us, hey, we're doing fantastic. Look, I created this. You know, I have students all the time say, hey, I'm playing at the Viper Room. I'm a musician. I have, you know, come and see us, or I just made $1 million, or, you know, in a year, I now own my own $10 million company. That's the type of stuff that I want to hear from our online stuff, too. And so that's why, instead of paying, and we're really going to release this to our database probably in the next, within the next month or so, and we're going to, it's going to be a couple $1,000s just for part of what everybody here is getting for $197. But you got to go on there now, and I'll tell you where you can get the product. You can get it at www.uwealthrevolution.com/Chris. So it's U, Y-O-U, wealthrevolution.com/Chris, C-H-R-I-S. You'll want to do that right now, write down the address right now, and make sure you get on there and do it. I mean, if you're looking for Christmas gifts or whatever for your family members, give them this too. This is an online e-course like unlike anything they've ever experienced, and it's a transformational process. This thing is so cool. I can't even describe the real value after the fact. I can just tell you that once you've gone through the whole program and you committed to it, I can't wait to hear what you have to say to me, because I know it's going to be we're going to be showered with gratitude here.
Absolutely. What's the value of being able to learn this information, the tools, the strategies, the NLP strategies, which really, you know, is a blueprint to how your mind works and how your mind is programmed, and being able to change that and help people in your sphere of friends and your sphere of influence to do some of that as well. It's immense. And
well, I'll tell you what. When I got these skills, I started, my hourly rate went up to $300 an hour immediately with the same skills that people are going to be learning through this series. And I was just working with people with coaching, and then what happened was my rate had to go up to $700 an hour because I had too many coaching clients, and $700 an hour, with just the stuff you learn from this. That's why I say at the beginning it was mostly coaches that came to us.
Right. Uh-huh.
But now we've got entrepreneurs that are coming in because they're like, wait a second, I got to bring out the best of my employees. I've got to learn how to motivate people as well. That's, you know, if I'm not teaching, my business is dying. If I'm not coaching, my business is dying. So they came in here to learn how to do that, or learn how to go out and raise money or communicate effectively. And my hourly rate had to go from, at $700 an hour, I had 28 hours of coaching surrounding long 15-hour days I was teaching, and I popped, and the rates went up to $10,000 an hour. With the information that people are going to be learning in this thing for $197.
Right. And, you know, and the greatest knowledge is self-knowledge. And as you take that self-knowledge, you continue to increase the self-knowledge, then you can share that and command more value. And so this is a huge opportunity. I think it's wonderful, Chris.
Yeah, I think everybody should do it. And I say that from a humble place.
Yeah.
Just because I know how much I'm giving, but I told you my real reason for doing it. I want you to go out there. I want you to get results. I want you to call me up and tell me how it is, and tell me how much you're loving it, how much your life has changed. And that's going to inspire people as they move forward. But it's going to, you know, the price of it is a tenth of what we'd normally do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let me give people the link again. Chris, can I twist your arm just for a second and get you to answer just a few questions we've had?
You got it. What do you want?
Four in questions. It. All right. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Chris, C-H-R-I-S. You want to go there now to get this. This is very, very powerful stuff and very specific tools. If you're looking for tools, this is going to change your life. Now, I've got a question from Kanan Viswagandhi, who says this: how can we balance following my purpose yet managing the day-to-day financial commitments that we have?
Here's the thing. I mean, you always have to manage your commitments, but the answer is always creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Most people get stuck in uncreative places, and the more creative we are, the more we're able to come up with solutions. So, Darius, you said the best when you said, you know, it's the questions that we ask ourselves. Rather than saying, how can I balance those, ask yourself the question. Actually, do ask yourself that question. How can I balance these easily?
Yeah.
Following my passion and meeting my monetary commitments. And write that down as a question and throw in the word easily. That's important.
Yeah.
And then come up with 20 answers yourself. That's called mindstorming. Circle the best answer and take immediate action. You know, there's a process for you for that, for getting creative with things. But I'll tell you that your biggest, the day-to-day obligations can be, you may find that you're able to meet them more effectively by following your passions. You know, Richard Branson's executive office is a hammock on the beach. And a lot of people, so you might want to stop and think, maybe there's some different ways of doing things that I'm currently doing them that might work. Right? So knowledge, the more you study, the better answers you're going to come up with. I just told you about a technique called mindstorming.
Right.
The more you study, the better answers you'll come up with. But you might as well start mindstorming now, because you can think yourself out. You can, you know, you can be creative in any circumstance, and then start surrounding yourself with higher and higher levels of intelligence, and then do serious brainstorming on problems, and there's nothing you can't create.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, asking the right questions and really pointing those questions to mind. One thing I do when I have questions before I go to bed, write out the questions. I think about them before I sleep. When I wake up in the morning, my subconscious has worked on the question, and I usually have the answer right there.
Absolutely. Great.
You know, and so we are this reservoir of knowledge. We just have to have the right tools to tap in. And that's exactly what Chris has done. And that's why he's able to change lives and change his life to such an immense degree. Let me ask one more question, Chris, and I know you've got to run. Amy from Newport Beach says this. What does Chris use, or what does Chris recommend specifically for women? And I don't know if this is a gender specific issue, how to get oneself thinking with single mindedness. So what can women do?
Oh my God, women with single mindedness. I get you, Amy. Amy's like, she's like, we're so diversified in our focus, because women can juggle like 20 things
That's
at once.
True. That is a very true point. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things is, I think that women, you know, we talk about the single-mindedness of focus. A woman knows what single-mindedness is when she has a child.
Yes.
You know, she has a child, that becomes the single point of focus. So to think that just because women can multitask much better than men, women therefore can be better entrepreneurs, because they can juggle 50 different things and they just do it in a different way than men might do it. They also can get the concept of single-mindedness of purpose, and a woman's more well-suited than a man to run a business anyway. Because your business is like a baby. You know, if the business cries in the middle of the night, you got to wake up, you got to handle it, you got to get it taken care of, and so that concept can the snowball effect for success can be easily mapped across for women. They just have to liken it to having a child. You know, there you are, you're in business. This is your business, is your child. So you do whatever it takes for your business to survive, to thrive, to be the best that it can possibly be, and along the way, use all the multitasking it takes to make it happen in a big way.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much, Chris. This is a very inspiring call and an astounding call, because, you know, you gave us tools, you took us through these amazing processes, and you really got me to think a lot bigger in my life, and I know a lot of people on this call also as well. Let me give them the address one more time. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Chris. And, you know, I know right now there may be people who are doing extremely well, people maybe not doing so well. You one time stood in a place where maybe some of these people are. You had challenges, you had deaths, you overcame, you harnessed the true power of your mind, you saw a bigger purpose. If you could give them just a few sentences that maybe would have made the difference in your life at that point, what would you say to somebody right now who's kind of at the tipping point or at the breaking point? What message could you give them?
I think that the most important thing that somebody realizes in time of a crisis is there's never say die. Mm. Dying is not an option. It's never over. So it's just that that's the attitude that you take. You're always looking forward, and stay creative. You can think yourself out of any problem. You can learn your way out of any problem. And you know, the secret to success is to fall down 4 times and get up 5. So keep getting up.
Mm.
Keep getting up.
Yeah, beautiful words. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I really want to say you embody the You Wealth Revolution, and thank you for your contribution to not only us, but to people all over the planet. And it's been an honor having you here, and you're always welcome back, and you've inspired so many people tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the call, and Guys, until we see you again, love deeply, shine brightly, make it an epic adventure. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic. Now, Chris, I'm going to stay on the call. I've got a few housekeeping matters to do. I'm going to let everybody know, again, what that address is. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Chris, and go check out what Chris is doing. Now, we've got a few housekeeping matters. I want to let everybody know that what I'd love for you to do at this point is summarize what you learned on this call. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and summarize. I mean, there was so much wisdom in what Chris taught. I mean, he gave us tools. He gave us processes. He gave us techniques. He showed us that if we ask the right questions, if we keep asking, you know, we will get the answers. And he showed us a little bit about ourselves that, you know, we're all going to have challenges. He's no different. He's had challenges. Yet it's the questions and the passion and purpose, the reason we're here, the bigger why that drives us forward. So report on the blog. Let people know what's going on with the U Alpha Revolution on day 8 and the amazing Chris Howard. And if you're interested, again, in what Chris is doing, those amazing tools and practices, I became a master NLP certified practitioner because just like Chris, I realized that I had to have the tools of how my mind worked, and I went in and I took the time to study that. And what he's put together here is astounding because you're going to get those tools. And to me, they're priceless. I use them all the time. All right, so if you want to listen to this replay, it's going to be available at uwealthrevolution.com/replay. And I want to let you know that we have another special guest tomorrow. And we are on the topic now of really expanding the inner and outer game of wealth. I mean, I believe everybody's here for a reason. I believe you're here to do something very powerful. And that's why we've brought together some of the most powerful people on the planet who can show us what they've done and the tools they've used. So let's hold this collective intention that at the end of this call, as we get off tonight, that when you hang up the phone or you press stop on that webcast player, that a bigger vision for what you're here to do is going to come forward. Something more powerful and astounding than you could have ever imagined is going to come forward in your life. It may be, like me and Chris said, that your greatest challenge is your destiny. The thing that everyone says you can't do, that you can't overcome, the time when you think your life is over, that's the very thing that you're here to inspire people to continue onward with. And part of that is getting the right tools. And we have somebody tomorrow who's going to blow your mind. And Scott Martineau, who's our guest, has an amazing website, amazing message. And what I think about what Scott Martineau does is he has something called the power of you, the power of you, and very similar to You Wealth. And Scott's going to introduce you to the secrets of inner and outer wealth creation, because I do believe there's a game. There's an inner game and an outer game. You've heard me go on record many times to say that it's not just psychology and it's not just learning the process. It's psychology, process, and partnering. Scott's going to show you how to create success and wealth in your life every single day. He's going to show you the tools needed to have a more powerful inner game, but at the same time, connect it to your outer game. He believes there are three C's: core values, conscious, and conscious capitalism. Again, giving a bigger message, a bigger meaning to the entire planet. And he's going to show you how the foundation to taking on life challenges in a practical and effective way is by mastering that inner and outer game and those three C's. You will want to be on this call. It's going to augment what Chris did. It's going to help you utilize the tools Chris gave you. And each call, we're building on the knowledge. There is an order to what we're doing here. So you're going to learn tomorrow night from Scott Martineau the critical elements to identifying your core values, why core values are different and more important than goals, why you need to know what your conscious triangle is, and the four essential elements of the new funnel, and one tool that you'll need to know, absolutely must know, to communicate your message in today's new world. You know, that call is happening tomorrow. Please tune into that. And if you want to own the series, let me tell you again, we're doing an event in 2011 called You Wealth Revolution Live. And I am going to be there for 2 days teaching, training, helping you create a breakthrough. We're going to do the Limitless Process. We're going to do the Wealth Through Oneness program. We're going to do the first part of that live. We're going to walk you through that. If you decide to own the Platinum series of this call, of these calls, you are going to get tickets to You Love Live. If you can't make it, we're going to have it on webcast. You're going to get to hear it. Once we get everything up, you're going to get to go through it at the comfort of your own home. I recommend you go check out youwealthrevolution.com/sale, S-A-L-E, dot H-T-M-L. And if you have any questions at all, please email me at youwealthrevolution@gmail.com. You know, I get really excited during these calls, and I jump up and down. But, you know, the main thing is to change energy. You know, I believe we're here to change energy. I believe you have an amazing energy, a gift. And I work hard with each speaker to really ask them. And I get on the call before I say, listen, you've got to share a practice with this group. You've got to give them something that they can use right now. Because at the end of the day, I want to see you armed with 22 practices that can change your life. I mean, that is the purpose of these calls. So I'm committed to that. And that's what we did with Chris here tonight. I'm committed to being your champion, to pulling out what are the things that made the difference in your life. And what is going to take you from chance to choice? And if I'm ever not doing that, if I'm ever not really giving you the value that you believe that you're entitled to, you let me know. You email me at youwealthrevolution@gmail.com. I want to serve you, and I want to see you grow. So I'm Darius Barzande. I am very excited about what's happening in week two. We're hearing back from people all over the planet. Lives are changing. People are having breakthroughs. I know in the next 24 hours there's going to be something that's going to come forward because of Chris's call that will change your life. I know it. Please share it on the blog. Let me know what's going on with you. We've had people on past series who were saved from suicide. We've had people on past series who began to get the tools to go from being homeless to actually creating wealth and begin to see the possibilities in life. I know it's happening. Share that with us. And the last thing I want to share with you is don't ever believe the life that you want is somebody else's destiny. The life that you want, the desire in your heart was put there so you grow into the person who can make that a reality in your life. Because the way this system works, the way this process works, is that as you make it happen in your life, your heart will grow bigger as your needs focus off of yourself, and you will become the type of person who can share, contribute, and give more and more to the lives of others. And the true secret of wealth creation is the more you give to others, the more you get yourself. It's an infallible, inexcusable, uncontroversial law that the more you bring into yourself, the more knowledge you put in, the more training you take, but you share that with the world, and you uplift, and you inspire, and you give hope, and you change that dark energy for light energy, for truth, the more you have, the more you give, the more you get. And if I could share one thing with you, that's changed my life. I know it's changed Chris's life. I know it's changed people's lives on these calls. So please, continue forward. Believe in your dreams. Believe in the song of your heart. You will hear it one day singing. It may be singing right now. I'm Darius Barzande. Much love. We'll see you on tomorrow's call. This is the You Wealth Revolution, and you are creating it in your life day by day. I know you're transforming on each one of these calls, and we're here. Let's share. Let's grow. We'll see you tomorrow. Much love. Take care, everyone.